Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, now this is a very interesting point here. I see our friend Jake Eaton. He's been a guest host here on Montana Talks in the past. We got to get him back here again in the near future as well. But conservative political consultant Jake Eaton. So one of the liberal bloggers shared this letter to the editor. Letter to the editor. Knudsen should worry less about Cromwell, more about own mess. His own mess. You mean the fraudulent complaint against him filed by a California lawyer on behalf of the Montana Democrats? Yeah, that fraudulent campaign complaint complaint against him was another reason why the Attorney General of the great state of Montana won his election by 20 some points. But anyway, what this letter is referring to is, of course, Attorney General Austin Knudsen, the best AG in the country. He called out the Democrat Gallatin County attorney and the Democrat Gallatin County commissioners for standing in the way of ICE and basically for providing cover fire for these criminal illegal aliens that have flooded into the Gallatin Valley. And so, of course, the liberal elites are rallying around their Democrat operatives in Gallatin County. Anyway, Jake Eaton made a really good point here. Because the liberal blogger was saying, oh, the attorney general's just trying to get publicity here by criticizing the Gallatin County attorney. No, the attorney general is fighting for the people of Bozeman. He's fighting for Gallatin County. The attorney general attended Montana State University. The attorney general grew up on a ranch in northeastern Montana. He cares about this state, unlike some of these pre-COVID San Francisco liberals who flooded into the Gallatin Valley and now flock around their Gallatin County commissioners that are defending these criminal illegal aliens. But if it was just about publicity, the point that Jake Eaton is making here, if that's the reason why the Attorney General's office is speaking out against the Democrat Gallatin County attorney, there's other ways that the AG's office could get publicity. Here's one. They would be talking about all of the felony cases that the Montana Department of Justice has had to pick up because Cromwell can't keep up with her own job. Jake Eaton says this. He says they have the DOJ prosecuting more cases for them, meaning Gallatin County, than any one big county in the state. So the Gallatin County attorney can't keep up with the job, can't do the work. And instead of working with ICE to clean up the crime problem in Bozeman and Gallatin County, the Gallatin County attorney spends all of her time standing in the way of ICE to support the criminals. And the DOJ has to do her job for her and prosecute all these cases because she can't do her job, apparently. That's what Jake Eaton is basically saying here. Very interesting.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies, today a few isolated showers or thundershowers possible this afternoon. High temperatures stay from the lower to middle 60s. For tonight, isolated shower, thundershower chance early, followed by low temperature readings from the low to mid 40s. And then for Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures in the mid 60s to around 70 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It is hard to overstate the importance of Ukraine's successful attack on Russian bombers some thousands of miles away from the border. This is the kind of thing that Israel would pull off, and it reminds me of Pearl Harbor, which has always stuck in my mind because December 7th, 1941 was my late father's 13th birthday. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports that more than 100 of these bombers that Russia is known to have, Ukraine damaged or destroyed more than 40. This was an incredible secret operation. And what's hysterical here is that Vladimir Putin is calling it a terrorist attack. These are clearly military targets. What a terrorist attack is not only invading your neighbor, but bombing apartment buildings knowing you will kill civilians. A military coup for Zelensky. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
From Mundakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a whole bunch of Montana news to talk about here this morning as well. Go to MontanaTalks.com. PETA responds. PETA responds following their staged events in Great Falls and Billings last week. Plus, a new law addresses what's fair from the air when it comes to hunting here in Montana. Plus, we've got our Montana News Roundup, the Banana Lake Fire, and the Biscuit Basin Blow-Up. It's all there, MontanaTalks.com. Man, I'll tell you what. Have you guys ever noticed this deal about Montana? Even those of you who have spent your entire lives living in the state of Montana, born here, raised here, maybe you've done a tiny trip here or there, but by and large, you've spent almost every day of your life in Montana, and you still haven't seen it all. Hey, we got a real fun deal we're doing here. It's a radio giveaway that we're going to be taking part in over the next several weeks. We're going to be sharing trivia about each of Montana's seven tourism regions. And then at the end of the week, one lucky listener we'll have the chance to win a tourism package provided by the region. Okay, so let's get the bottom line up front. What do you get the chance to win this week? Well, week one, we are focused on Indian country. And you've got the opportunity to win an Indian country experience. Sun Tours, guided tour for four people. And this is a Blackfeet-owned business. You're going to get a chance to really see some incredible country. But when it comes to Indian country, Montana is home to 12 federally recognized tribes. And there's over 140 museums across Montana, several of which prominently feature Native American history and culture and recognize and honor Montana's tribal nations and citizens. Yeah, man, think of how many of those museums you haven't even seen. Think of how many of those historic sites you haven't seen. How many of you have never been to a powwow or maybe haven't been to that powwow? 28 national historic landmarks across Montana, 11 of which are connected to Montana's American Indian stories, significant events, and experience. So, yeah, I mentioned Sun Tours is one of the only tribal national park concessionaires in the entire country. 2025 marks their 33rd operating season. And so to win this week's giveaway, go to visitmt.com/giveaway. Visitmt.com/giveaway. Yeah, really cool deal. And then each week we're going to highlight a different tourism region. So it's going to be fun as we take you all across Montana with that promotional deal. Hey, speaking of visiting Montana, I saw this. Griffin Smith, I believe he's a photographer with the Missoulian. Apparently, Elon Musk is hanging out in Montana right now. Saw this post yesterday on X. A Reddit account tracking Elon Musk's jet reported that he landed in Missoula. I guess it would have been, Sunday night? Griffin Smith says a source told him that Elon Musk is currently staying at the resort at Paws Up. So anyway, Elon Musk, welcome to Montana. God bless you, and thank you and your Doge team for what you have done for the United States of America to save this country. That's exactly what Elon Musk gave of his time to do. Elon Musk can go anywhere in the world and do anything he wants to do practically with his success. And if one of these days it'd be fun to talk to him about why he likes to come to Montana in particular. But yeah, I first got a chance. I actually got to talk to Elon Musk. God, this was probably 12 years ago or so. When they have that economic development summit in Butte, got a chance to catch up with Elon Musk there. All right, let's go back to our borders. Let's go back to this radical Islamic terror attack in Boulder, Colorado. TheFederalist.com has some great stories this morning here. First, do you guys remember when Rolling Stone said that pro-Hamas terrorists entering the United States is just a conspiracy theory? Yeah, Rolling Stone magazine, when people pointed out the obvious that pro-Hamas terrorists were coming to the United States, taking advantage of our open borders, or literally being invited in by the Biden regime, Rolling Stone magazine called that a conspiracy theory. Now, a illegal alien from Egypt is the one who is responsible for this terrorist attack down in Boulder, Colorado, where he lit several people on fire, including a Holocaust survivor. Before we get to Tom Homan and what he had to say about the 2 million gotaways that came into this country under the Joe Biden, John Tester regime, here is former FBI agent Stuart Kaplan talking about this domestic terror threat. He was on with Waters last night.
Well, first of all, Jesse, the FBI has been well aware since the Biden administration taking office that our country has been infiltrated by outside foreign enemy states who have come here and now indoctrinated our younger generation to be, by way of example, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, Hamas sympathizers. And thank goodness for Donald Trump having taken office and put in a new regime at the top of the FBI, because I applaud Kash Patel to call it out for exactly what it is. And I can tell you, I've spoken to someone at the FBI high up. Now, because the FBI has designated, issued this declaration of it being a terrorism organization or terrorist type of act, they are now deploying assets and resources that you normally don't see under the umbrella of a criminal investigation. And they're going to root out these individuals who are acting on social media to indoctrinate these people to do just as we see this. I mean, this goes back.
All right, and we've got to hold it right there. Tom Homan talking about the 2 million gotaways, the terror threat, and more next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The nice thing about writing the listing federal budget ship is that it's totally within our power to do so in an orderly way, at least today. But every time Congress passes laws to limit its spending, remember Graham, Reb, and Hollings, it finds ways to ignore them. State governments that have balanced budgets have, some better, some worse, those requirements written into their constitutions. Clearly, a similar requirement must be adopted at the federal level, or one Congress's frugality will be gleefully undone by the next. An even more daunting task will be removing golden handcuffs, putting the giant entitlements off limits for budget discussions. Everything that spends money, with the exception of interest on the debt, needs to be on the table. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and even veterans benefits need overhauls just to make them financially sustainable. And just as Willie Sutton famously said when asked why he robbed banks, that's where the money is. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently updating its advisory on measles as cases expand in the U.S. Instead of listing some high-risk countries for measles, the CDC is now simply warning it's an ongoing risk around the world. The health agency advising all international travelers to be fully vaccinated against the highly contagious virus with the measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine at least 2 weeks before flying. They recommend infants ages 6 to 11 months should get an early dose. dose. The CDC says likely places for spreading are in airports, train stations, or in large public areas or events. This advisory is level one of the four possible CDC health alerts for measles. Level two would be to practice enhanced precautions. Three, reconsider non-essential travel. And lastly, level four, to avoid all travel. Right now, there are no level four measles alerts for any destinations around the world. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Housecraft for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
A new sign of deteriorating relations between the U.S. and China happened Monday as China accused the U.S. of violating the trade truce the country signed last month. China's promise to take resolute and forceful steps, according to reports. The agreement signed in Switzerland led to a deal to lower tariffs on each other for 90 days while they negotiated on trade. Late last week, President Donald Trump accused Beijing of violating the agreement one day after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described negotiation as a bit stalled. A spokesperson from the Chinese Commerce Ministry said Beijing rejected the unjustified accusations. While President Trump didn't go into details, administration officials have pointed to delays in sending critical minerals to the U.S., which are needed by several U.S. industries, including agriculture. U.S. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said President Trump and Xi Jinping will talk on the phone this week. USDA's April price received index for farmers fell 3.6% from March, but was higher by 12% year over year. The livestock production index fell 8% in April compared to the prior month, but was still 18% above last year. While the crop production index rose 4.9% from March, but was down 1.1% from last year. I'm Lane Northland.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What a freaking scam. The Montana Supreme Court. You know, we've got a new Chief Justice who's trying to restore credibility and fairness and justice to the Montana Supreme Court. But you still got a far-left liberal mob that has the majority on that court. But this was a split 4-3 decision here. The liberal Montana Free Press has this. Supreme Court's opinion on legal fees spirals into claims of political bias. Dissenting Justice Jim Rice accused the court's majority of bias against Governor Greg Gianforte. Well, we already know that. We know that the court's majority is biased against Governor Gianforte. They're biased against Republicans, conservatives, everyday common sense people. We know that. But here's what else we know. These people are corrupt. They are taking your money and shoving it into the pockets of their political supporters. That's what this story is really about here. Let's see. The Lee newspapers had a story here. Justices spar as Montana Supreme Court rules against Gianforte on attorney fee question. The Montana Supreme Court, in a 4-3 decision, ruled against Governor Greg Gianforte, determining that the MEIC and Earthworks, you got to say it like it's some fair trade, organic, you know, something, something, coffee, you know, whatever, when it comes to these weirdo, wacko environmental groups. Anyway, they're basically the far left majority on the Montana Supreme Court is saying that you, not the governor, that you, the taxpayers of Montana, have to pay the attorney's fees for the MEIC and for Earthworks. This is what the liberal judges did at the federal level to shut down the timber industry, to block forest health initiatives, to put money in the pockets of their political supporters, is they said, okay, hey, we'll let you sue all these guys, and then we'll give you the taxpayer money after we rule on your behalf. What a freaking scam. What a sham. The very same groups that basically support these far-left justices in their campaigns to be on the Supreme Court, and that are funded by the same Democrat Party mega donors that fund the campaigns of these liberal Supreme Court justices are now getting rewarded with your money. And it's not just this case. There's another case where they're trying that. Remember that Held v. Montana, the climate kids circus? The liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court is now saying, oh, we're going to give $3.2 million in attorney's fees to the lawyers for the climate kids. That whole case was a freaking joke. It was a scam. It's going to do nothing for climate or anything. It's about putting your money in the pockets of these left-wing activist groups and Democrat candidates and campaigns. That's what this is about. Case in point, you know, the dissenting justices, including Chief Justice Corey Swanson, pointed out that these types of decisions should remain, in other words, that's how it's been, should remain case by case, and that the legislature, not the court, should mandate fee awards. But see, no. The court, the liberal mob majority, wants to dictate how much in attorney's fees. See, because most of the trial lawyer lobby and most of the state bar association lobby funds their campaigns. And then the political flyers and the activists that help go door to door and do mailers and prop up their political campaigns, see, they get rewarded by their campaign cash. And these justices' campaigns get rewarded. They are literally funneling your money into the pockets of their political supporters. This is a massive scandal, what the liberal mob majority in the Montana Supreme Court is doing here. Anyway, I had to throw that story in here for a second. Tom Homan, border czar Tom Homan, talking about all of the, you know, the 2 million gotaways that were allowed into this country under the Biden tester regime. And then we wonder why there's radical Islamic terror in the streets of America.
If we don't find these people soon, that we are at risk of a 9/11 or worse.
It's coming. I mean, why did 2 million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid. Cross the border, turn yourselves into a border patrol agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why?
Why? Yeah, why? I think we all know why. But Tom Homan gives not only the obvious, but much more to follow. So why did this happen? Why did they allow this to happen? We'll get to that here in 60 seconds after this Fox News update here on Montana Talks. And by the way, phone lines are... quick cut off there. All right, here we go. back into it here. Yeah, we got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. So Tom Homan was on with Hannity last night, President Trump's border czar. And they were talking about this radical Islamic terror attack by this illegal alien down in border Colorado. And Tom Homan was making the point that, okay, 21 plus million illegal aliens knew that they could walk into this country and then be processed into this country by the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. So why did 2 million people that we know about, there's more than that, that likely got away, that escaped detection when they broke into this country, but there's 2 million known gotaways, why did they avoid the whole process of being processed into this country, even though they knew they would get free benefits and all these free handouts from the Biden regime and some of these blue cities? So why did they avoid all of that process? Seems pretty obvious to the rest of us, right?
This scares the hell out of me. I've been doing this for 40 years. It should have scared the hell out of every American what the Biden administration did. This 2 million known gotaways scares the hell out of me. So I'm convinced something's coming unless we can find them.
They came from over 200 countries. We don't know how many. We know there are terrorists here. I mean, you've taken on Mission Impossible, as great a job as you're doing. But to find every single one of them, I don't know how you do it.
All right, so what is coming? what could be coming. I mean, to look at what we've just seen here in the past couple of weeks. By the way, another very interesting story at thefederalist.com this morning here. So some of the same media that obsessed over Elon Musk's bogus Hitler salute. By the way, I mentioned Elon Musk being in Montana, apparently, this week. Yeah, Elon Musk has been sharing on X. Did you guys see Cory Booker did the little, hand forward gesture? How many of these Democrats have done the hand forward gesture to the crowd? Cory Booker just did it. But when Elon Musk waved to the crowd, Cory Booker said that Elon Musk was doing the Nazi salute. Now Cory Booker did the same thing and they just act like nothing happened. But the point that Beth Brelge is making at thefederalist.com this morning is that look at all of these media outlets that obsessed over Elon Musk's bogus so-called Hitler salute. But we had actual anti-Semitic violence, and they're just breezing past it. You know, radical Islamic terror in the streets of America, and then some of these same folks who made a big deal out of a nothing burger of a story. Oh, there's a fascist hand salute. And then they just breeze past radical Islamic terrorism on the streets of America. By the way, who was it? One of these folks on the left is big mad that the FBI director is calling it a terrorist attack from day one. Man, it's just, it's almost predictable at this point. Hey.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Before I switch tracks to another topic here, Julian Epstein. Do you guys remember who Julian Epstein is? If you saw his face, you'd know who he is. He's a Democrat political consultant, and he's been, over the years, you haven't seen him as much here in recent years. It's probably because he's so disaffected by his own Democrat Party that, you know, that most in the Democrat media are like, yeah, let's not get that guy on the show anymore. And so, but he's been on Fox a few times here of late. Let me see. I'm assuming this was, he was on Fox Business. So Julian Epstein, he's been a fairly well-known Democrat strategist for quite some time now. But Democrat strategist, this is from the dailycaller.com, Julian Epstein slammed the American left and the mainstream media on Fox Business on Monday for enabling extremism and refusing to confront terrorism when it targets Jews. CNN analyst Juliet Kayyem sparked backlash Sunday after rebuking FBI leaders who classified the Colorado firebombing as terrorism. She accused them of jumping ahead of local authorities and making the Bureau look juvenile. By the way, that reminds me, do you guys remember the New Orleans New Year's Day terror attack? And whoever the woman was that was speaking on behalf of the FBI, it was blatantly obvious to everybody it was a terrorist attack. I mean, there was a freaking ISIS flag flying off the pickup. And she's like, well, we don't know if this is terrorism or not. Did she outright say that it wasn't terrorism? I remember it was something crazy because you didn't see her again. Even the local folks in New Orleans were like, that's not true. It's terrorism. But now you've got this CNN analyst who is saying, oh, they shouldn't be jumping ahead of local authorities. Okay, Boulder, Colorado is a very liberal city. It's like the Missoula of Colorado. Then again, Denver has turned into Boulder, unfortunately. It's just Colorado, big parts of it have just been destroyed with the Democrats taking over Colorado right now. But so because you have a far-left city government, of course, you have a politically appointed police chief. And so even though it was blatantly obvious this was terrorism, everybody saw the video, they didn't want to call it terrorism. They're going politically correct because, see, they don't want to offend their pro-Gaza left-wing activists right now. Here you go, though. Here's Julian Epstein. He was on Fox Business. And again, credit the Daily Caller for this story.
Social media slamming that CNN analyst's comments. One person noted, what more proof do you want? The suspect said, kill Zionists, kill Jews, as he set Jews on fire. Another tweeted, quote, CNN is blaming the FBI for calling it terrorism. But what else is it when you throw Molotov cocktails at innocent citizens and have 16 Molotov cocktails standing by to hurt even more people? What more? Why attack the FBI response to this and not denounce the slaughter and murder of innocent U.S. Innocent citizens?
You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to know that when a terrorist says free Palestine and sets a bunch of Jews on fire, including an 88-year-old Holocaust survivor, you don't have to be a Sherlock Holmes to know that's terrorism. But this is part of the larger malaise, Liz. This is part of the fact that the left is coddling extremism, and the media is mostly turning a blind eye to what's going on. This should be a wake-up call in the West.
Yeah, a wake-up call in the West, that's for sure. So, that was Julian Epstein. All right, let me check our Montana Talks app messages here. We've got a couple of messages that have come in. Oh, a couple of them on the same topic here, too, by the way. This is a story we need to get to here this morning. So I was talking about the Boulder police. What about the Billings police in Billings, Montana? Did you guys see this story? So this is from KTVQ Television. Billings City Council looks at smaller budget for police. Man, some of those liberals on the Billings City Council, this is like the moment they've been waiting for. They love not funding police. But if they had a chance to do Bozeman's rainbow-colored crosswalks, they'd be all over. You know, David Noble made a great point here when we talked about this a while back. Whenever they think they need to make cuts to the city budget in Billings, they always start with the most important things. They cut the most important things first. Is that how you guys do your budget at your house? Oh, you know what? We've got a little bit of debt we need to cut back. Let's cut the important stuff out. Let's keep the Netflix. Let's keep the Amazon Prime. Let's keep the Hulu, the Vudu, the, you know, all the things that you do. But no, we're going to cut the important stuff. Who does that? The liberal-leaning city governments do that. We got to cut the important stuff. There's city buses that are running around empty. City buses running around empty. Nope, can't cut any of that. Can't cut back on city buses. We've got to keep the empty buses running in the name of climate change, of course, right? Because empty buses, emissions, those emissions don't count. Cow burps count. Empty buses crisscrossing cities, that doesn't count. Yeah, here's the story. Because the state legislature passed residential property tax relief, even though it includes other types of tax increases, which means the city will be getting more money from some other categories, right? So because the state legislature passed property tax relief, now the city of Billings is saying, oh, we need to make cuts because if our residents get property tax relief, we're going to lose a bunch of money. It just seems crazy to me that the first thing they do is look at cutting public safety. They always want to charge you extra for public safety. Let's see. We had Brian in Billings says this. Check out that article by KTVQ that the Billings Police Department police budget will be cut by 2.5% because of the legislature's property tax reductions. Now, another listener, Ayers in Billings, says this regarding the Billings City Council and the budget shortfall. Local media fails to report accurately on House Bill 542 implementing revenues to address local budget shortfalls. Horribly poor reporting on behalf of the city council. So, yeah, again, the city has several tools at their disposal here. But the first tool they pull out of the toolbox is, oh, let's cut police. What? It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Let's see, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, you want to respond, give us a ring, because once we get rolling coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, it's going to move fast. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. John's going to have a lot of stuff to talk about. And I always feel bad because whenever we have the Joker in the house, even when we keep him around for a second hour, sometimes we still don't get to the topics that he wants to get to because we get through so many phone calls and then we just run out of time. So, yeah, if you got something you want to talk about, give us a call right now, 406-294-0970, or send us a message on the Montana Talks app. That's a great way to get to that information very quickly here. Man, looking at the skies out there, aside from the Canadian wildfire smoke that's out on the horizon, sunny blue skies outside of our Montana Talk studios here. How many of you got to get out on the lake last weekend? Man, I was at a wedding up in northeast Montana, so I didn't get on the lake last weekend, but I was out on the lake a couple weekends before. But I had friends that were out last week. They said it was a perfect day on the water. How many of you are out there thinking, oh, I want to have a perfect day on the water too, but I need a boat first? Or, you know, hey, I don't need to be on the water. I just want to be next to the water. Next to a river, next to the lake, maybe, you know, just out on a ranch somewhere, just enjoying, you know, being out on the countryside. Well, I'll tell you what, get a hold of our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. They've got great locations in Billings, Butte, and Missoula. They just wrapped up their big Gallatin County RV show, RV and boat show. But, yeah, they've got the largest inventory, the largest selection of RVs and boats in five states. So you can find the RV that works for your family, whether you're looking for a fishing boat or whether you're looking for a nice pontoon to get all your friends out there all in one shot and just to just relax. Yeah, check them out at brettsrv.com. And they can, even if you want to trade in, you want to trade up your RV, get something a little nicer, something a little bigger, they've got great trade-in opportunities for you as well. All right, coming up after the break, let's see. So many things to get to. What didn't we get to yet? What about that one big, beautiful bill? Chuck Schumer is still lying about the one big, beautiful bill. Democrats are claiming that people will literally die because of the one big, beautiful bill. People are dying because of your criminal illegal aliens, but now you're making up false claims about people dying because of this?
This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
Fox News commentary.
A male takes two titles away from girls in the California Track and Field State Championships. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
A biological male just won two California state titles in women's track and field. A.B. Hernandez, a biological teen boy, took not one but two state titles, high jump and triple jump, away from the girls competing in their own category. California tried to appease the rightfully outraged critics by implementing some cockamamie consolation plays for women and girls displaced or robbed from their spot due to a male competitor. That's not going to cut it, though. I'll add that rule change also punctuates the reality of male advantage in sports. President Trump issued a stern warning to California that they better comply with his executive order or else lose federal funding. And I hope the or else comes crashing down on that state and its governor sooner than later. Why should women and girls take a backseat to trans athletes? Why are their feelings less important? Make it stop. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies, today a few isolated showers or thunder showers possible this afternoon. High temperatures stay from the lower to middle 60s. For tonight, isolated shower, thunder shower chance early, followed by low temperature readings from the low to mid 40s. And then for Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures in the mid 60s to around 70 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
He's the super-sized, super-pack hypocrite. First, John Tester took a job with MSNBC. Now he's got a job for, ding, 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 a super PAC. What a super PAC hypocrite. That story is at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, remember that eruption at Biscuit Basin in Yellowstone last year? Well, there's a new webcam to keep a close eye on things there. We've got that story at MontanaTalks.com.
Got a lot of listening to do. Explore your state at VisitMT.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we might save this one for the 8 o'clock hour of the show. The White House sent out the Mythbuster. No, people will not literally die with the One Big Beautiful Bill. The Democrats who literally got people in America killed because of their criminal illegal alien invasion are now making up false claims that people will die because of tax cuts and more. I mean, give me a break. And the fraud, waste, and abuse. Yeah, we'll save this for the 8 o'clock hour. Because we got a caller on the phone lines. Let's go to Kat in Eastern Montana. Kat, thanks for calling back in today. I know we missed you yesterday before we ran out of time.
Well, good morning, Aaron, and I know John's there. So good morning, John, and thanks to our veterans. Happy Veterans Appreciation Month. That's right, Montana. We the people have reclaimed the month of June for Veterans Appreciation Month. But as we all know, it's never a good idea to show up on my radar. First, it was Tester, and that didn't end well for him or the entire Montana Democratic Party. Now on my radar are rhinos, mentally ill adults who want to mutilate children, DPHHS, and the Republicans who benefit. The facts are DPHHS is removing children from parents who won't affirm their minor's trans ideology in Montana. Montana nonprofits are helping. There are administrative rules for DPHHS, which are unconstitutional. Nobody's talking about this. And here are the names. Benefice Hospital, Lou Jones out of Conrad, Eric Heinbach, Ed Buttrey out of Cascade County. Ed Buttrey, coincidentally, carrying Medicaid expansion, and now Ed is appointed to the Montana Hospital Association. So, my summary is, these rhino men should face consequences for profiting off of expanding Medicaid to help children mutilate their bodies in Montana while they financially benefit. It's not a lot to ask, you guys. I have the receipts for my case. And I hope Montana stands behind me while I end this Nazi experimentation on children in Montana. If you want to see the receipts, follow me on X, Kat Hawley. God bless you guys. God bless Montana. And have a great day.
All right. Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, well, first, President Trump and team are putting a halt to this taxpayer-funded gender mutilation nonsense. So I would just say that big picture wise. But one story that Kat just mentioned right there. Yeah, I spotted this one on X as well here. This is from the Helena IR. Longtime Great Falls legislator Ed Buttrey has been tapped to lead one of the state's most influential industry groups, the Montana Hospital Association, according to a press release sent out last week. Buttrey, who has served as a Republican member of the Montana State Legislature since 2011 in both the Senate and the House, will take the helm on July 1st as president and CEO following what was described as a nationwide search. Should he choose, he would be allowed to run for the Senate, where he served 8 years from 2011 to 2018. But the representative did not immediately respond to a Montana State News Bureau request for comment about his plans for the future. But yes, so I see he is taking some criticism on X and elsewhere for basically, hey, you helped to pass Medicaid expansion, and then now you're getting a job for the Montana Hospital Association. With regard to, you know, claims that the Montana DPHHS is basically pushing, taking kids away because parents won't, you know, affirm the false gender of their kids. I would encourage people, hey, maybe reach out to the Montana Family Foundation to find out what the actual truth is of that matter there. I know we've had some court battles, you know, one case in particular that's gotten a lot of national attention. But I think so far that was basically a child custody case, and the dispute wasn't because the state was saying, no, you have to affirm the gender of your kids. But like I say, unless there's some new information that's come to light, I would encourage people to reach out to organizations with credibility like the Montana Family Foundation and others with regard to those particular claims. All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The nice thing about writing the listing federal budget ship is that it's totally within our power to do so in an orderly way, at least today. But every time Congress passes laws to limit its spending, remember Graham Redmond Hollings? It finds ways to ignore them. State governments that have balanced budgets have, some better, some worse, those requirements written into their constitutions. Clearly a similar requirement must be adopted at the federal level, or one Congress's frugality will be gleefully undone by the next. An even more daunting task will be removing golden handcuffs, putting the giant entitlements off limits for budget discussions. Everything that spends money, with the exception of interest on the debt, needs to be on the table. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and even veterans' benefits need overhauls just to make them financially sustainable. And just as Willie Sutton famously said when asked why he robbed banks, that's where the money is. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.